grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, assuming human likeness. Lots of you know that our family travels pretty consistently across the United States. This weekend, our eldest son, Jonathan, who lives in Oregon, is visiting in California with his son, Caleb, and visiting, among places, Pinnacles National Monument. It's a place where the western half of a mountain divided by the San Andreas Fault that haunts California with earthquakes has stood still while the eastern half has slid consistently south to the point where millions of years later, it's 200 miles to the south. That's sort of interesting, at any rate. Their visit to Pinnacles begins in a half-mile-long cave that is really no cave at all, but a portion of the fault of San Andreas that has been filled from above with rock debris from the mountains and left a tunnel about 12 feet high, passing for about a half a mile. I know all of this because I visited Pinnacles with John and Tim back years ago. And during that visit, we were in the cave reading one of those descriptive plaques when I realized that the first time that the roof of the cave is not really a roof made of solid rock, but of rocks that have filled in from the top, but not gone all the way to the bottom of the crevasse, and formed a sort of fake cave with its roof made of pieces of rock. And I looked back for a few moments, and then I thought, Lord, don't shake this thing now. I didn't get any grass to grow under my feet. I grabbed the two boys, and we moved that half mile in right good order. All of this is part of a violent process that the Creator has turned loose and used over and over again to create and to modify the planet upon which we live. That we have an opportunity to wonder over event after event, sometimes incredibly violent events. Consider the millions of species that have been created and died at the hands of smarter or more powerful successors. It is a wonderful and powerful God who has created what has come to be by frequency of necessary violence. The problem is that we have not left the violence behind. If you paid any attention to the Hebrew scriptures, you frequently call the Old Testament, generation after generation has had its own violent story to tell. And if you're paying any attention this last weekend to the headlines, the president finds it necessary to propose a request of $20 trillion to rebuild American arms and has sent Marines to Iran to boot. But the triune God was born in the person of Jesus, stripped of divinity to join the human family, to confront the unfaithfulness and violence of us. What is startling to me is that Jesus, at once declared Messiah and Son of God, would use the authority again and again to heal, to make well, to give life, to give hope to others, and to protect from unreasonable interpretations of religious and civil demands, would take no step to protect himself, even when push came to shove. Described in the book of Philippians that you heard read this evening, our companion on earth who gave himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. With so many human decisions that are derived from our self-interest, Jesus makes the choice of giving up his obvious place of native power in the universe to join the human family. He makes a choice that none of us are capable of making, planting himself in the middle of human chaos, joining us in the middle of our self-concerned doubt, that we might see the generosity of God and show us one more generous way to show us his death on a cross. He took the form of a slave and showed us who God is and how God acts. Easter stands before us as the greatest promise of humankind. But that's another week away. Our opportunity this evening is to marvel that God would come among us, born of a woman, seeking health and life and hope, not for himself, but for humanity, and showing us the opportunity that we have to live gracefully, to live gently, to live without violence, and to know the hope of a God who cares so much that he sent his Son among us, that there might be peace and life and joy and abundance. Not of our own taking, but as God's gift among us in the person of his Son, Jesus. Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, in this holy season, make us to wonder at your grace and your love, at the planet you have borne us on. Give us the grace to care for one another and the planet itself that your vision of love for all of humanity might not be torn down by our own violence. Give us hope and peace, and finally, life. In your name, amen.
Amen.